Right. Well, just going back over the course of the past week, yeah, most of the data out of the US still pointing towards an economy which is, if anything, getting a second wind. It seems to be growing pretty well. So, for example, last week we had the second quarter advance reading of GDP, and it's actually accelerated from the first quarter to 2.4% annualized from 2%, and has still got a really strong contribution coming through from consumer spending. Consumer spending 1.6% annualized, and many of the indicators we got last week, you know, were quite firm. So, for example, you know, we had consumer confidence and consumer sentiment readings came, and these have now had back-to-back months of quite large lifts. So, the consumer confidence survey, for example, for July, rose more than expected to 117. From 110.1 going back the previous month. The month before that, we're down at 103. So those are big gains, and suggest, if anything, that people are becoming much, much more optimistic. It was there in the first reading of July Michigan Consumer Set 2, which went up from 64.4 to 71.6. So again, that strength running through there. And here we had some other scatterings of numbers too, which were on the firm side last week. We had things like durable goods orders, which were expected to rise by 1% for the month, rose by 4.7%. Core orders, although they were flat, they were better than the fall that was expected by the market as well. Pending home sales are up 0%. So, you know, a lot of these numbers are actually quite firm. And that obviously fed into the FOMC meeting. And, they decided, and market half expected it, that they would hike again. They hiked the Fed funds rate by 25 basis points to 5.5%. Now, the commentary that came off the back of that was that, you know, whilst there's a hint that, you know, they're getting close to the top in terms of interest rates, you know, there still may be more work to do. And this is this sort of, if you like, this split between inflation coming down in the US, where, you know, CPI is now down to 3% year on year, but you've still got a lot of strength running through the economy. It looks as if it's getting a second wind. You know, that can put pressure back. On the positive side last week, you know, we had some of the key inflation concerns, if anything, allayed a little bit for the Fed, because later in the week we got things like the employment cost index for the latest quarter. And in Q2, the employment cost index, which is really one of the Fed's key measures for pressure running through the wage system, it was up 1% quarter on quarter against expectations of 1.1. That's down from 1.2% the quarter before. It's annualizing around the 4% mark, which is getting into tolerable territory as far as the Fed's concerned. We also had the core personal consumption expenditure deflator came out late in the week. And for June, that rose by 0.2% month on month as expected. But the annual rate on that has come down to 4.1% from 4.6%. So we've got this real mixed bag in the US. You've got second wind running through the economy. You've got some of these inflation indicators which are getting to a comforting position as far as the Fed's concerned. They've just done a 25 basis point interest rate hike, and the market's toying with the idea, you know, soft landing. We're sort of almost at the top of the interest rate cycle. So that's where it stands really going into the first part of this week. And yes, we have got some key numbers coming through the course of the week. So we have the ISM manufacturing PMIs and non-manufacturing PMIs coming out. If anything, the manufacturing PMI is starting to lift again. So that comes out on Tuesday. And the July ISM manufacturing PMI was at 46, going back the month before. Market consensus is around 45.5, but we had the old style PMI came out last week, and that went up to 49. So there's a chance this one might be an upside read. Also, we have the ISM non-manufacturing PMI coming out. That's above 50, and of course, and that's what people are spending their money on at the moment, is services. And the services sector most major economies is going really well, providing employment, which is, you know, keeping labour markets very tight. It was at 53.9 going back to month of June, probably still going to be up in the 50s, early 50s for the month of July. Right at the end of the week, key number of the week is non-farm payrolls. And at this stage, the market's looking for 184,000. That's back a little bit from 209,000. That's still a very strong read. And my guess is I think it's going to be upside of that. It could still be 200,000 plus. And the unemployment rate, 3.6% it fell to going into the month of June. Looks as if it's going to stay around that 3.6. You know, that's the number which says that there's still too much tightness running through that labour market. You know, the Fed may still have to do one or two more hikes before it's finished. So you know, we may get, depending on how strong that reading is at the very end of the week, some reaction to that. Moving to China, and we had no real numbers of note coming out of China last week. This week, though, we'll get the various PMIs coming out, purchasing managers' indices. We get official ones coming out later today, and the manufacturing PMI China sitting below 50 at 49, may lift a little to 49.2. We have non-manufacturing PMI at 53.2, probably going to settle back a little bit from that number, and we get the CAICS inversions of the numbers coming out later in the week. CAICS in manufacturing PMI was at 50.5 going back last month, so a little bit on the firmer side. The services sector PMI at 53.9. Just watching to see if there's any signs of a little bit of improvement in some of these numbers, because the general feeling about Chinese economy at the moment is it's struggling. We won't see much of that until a week later when we get the regular run of economic readings. But this is an economy which looks as if it's in need of some stimulus. It's also got excess capacity relative to other major economies, which is keeping its inflation rate really low. So they're in a position to lift some spending. But so far, the recovery in China, after all its various lockdowns and the attacks against various sectors of the economy by President Xi, the reversals of that policy, or some reversal of that policy, at this stage is giving only a very, very lackluster lift running through economic activity for China. Moving to Australia, and last week, obviously, we had our inflation readings. We also had retail sales came out. The inflation readings, a little bit on the low side of expectation. You know, that's certainly, you know, helpful in terms of what the RBA may do this week. We had the CPI. It was up 0.8%, market was looking for 1% quarter on quarter. As a result of that, the annual inflation rate fell to 6 from 7, going back to Q1. The trim mean, weighted median, both the underlyings were a notch lower than expected. The trim mean 0.9% quarter on quarter, the weighted median at 1. They came down to 5.9% from 6.6% for the trim mean, and down to 5 for the weighted median from 5.8%. We also had the monthly CPI, which wasn't quite as good, and it sort of it was expected to come down to 5.4% year on year. It came down, but to 5.5. We've got mostly goods prices, which are well and truly under control inside the CPI. But the problem is that service price inflation was actually a bit higher in Q2 than it was in Q1, up at 6.3%. It was good, but there were just some slightly worrying signs inside there, which they're not quite as unambiguously in favour of the Reserve Bank staying on hold this week. But the figure that may have persuaded them was the June retail sales number. And it's quite clear that higher interest rates are hurting more in Australia than just about any other country at the moment. And we had June retail sales where we had a fall of 0.8% for the most recent month, wiping out the fall of the rise of 0.8% for the previous month. So clear softness running through retail sales. And that takes us into this week with the RBA meeting coming up on Tuesday. we at this stage it's still the market moved more towards the RBA staying on hold, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do 25 basis points, taking the cash rate up to 4.35%. There's still, we haven't got enough reduction in inflation here to really take the Reserve Bank off the table for the next few months. So even if they do pause this week, we've still got some further work to do. There's not a lot of data ahead of the RBA meeting, which will give much more colour either. Ahead of the Reserve Bank meeting, we've got home building approvals. They had a big bounce last month, up 20.6%. They may come back a bit for the most recent month. And then later in the week, we had things like Q2 retail sales. They were down 0.6% in real terms going back to the first quarter. They're going to be down again for the second quarter. And January trade balance, our trade has been going really well. We had a trade surplus of $11.79 billion going back to the month of December. It's going to be around that again for the month of June. So there's some strength running through there. And on Friday this week, the RBA has to provide its eyes forecasts. These could be interesting because it's the forecasts relating to the unemployment rate, to employment growth, and to wage growth. All of those may have to be strengthened a little bit, and that's what puts the pressure back to that meeting on Tuesday. Having said that, temporarily they can bring the inflation forecast down a bit, but there's probably going to be some recovery in that with the numbers further on track. So they've got some very tricky numbers they've got to produce in that quarterly MPS, which comes out on Friday, which, if anything, is the same militate towards perhaps another rate hike going to Tuesday, notwithstanding the weakness we've seen through retail sales and the slightly better than expected CPI that we got. Moving to Europe and another area where you've got softness running through economic activity. For example, we had their manufacturing PMI came out, services sector PMI came out early last week. The manufacturing PMI went down again to 42.7 from 43.4. That's really weak territory. The services sector PMI came down a touch to 51.1 from 52. It's just about in expansionary territory. Notwithstanding that economic activity is pretty weak in Europe, ECB had its meeting, no hesitation, they hiked another 25 basis points, taking the deposit rate now up to 3.75%. And the commentary that came out from Christine Lagarde was pretty hawkish. They've still got more to go. They recognise that the economic outlook's pretty soft, but they still have to batten down on inflation, even though their recent inflation numbers have actually been coming back somewhat. This week in Europe, tonight we'll see actually Q2 GDP coming out of Europe. They may have just eked out a small gain of around about 0.2% for Q2 GDP. That would bring the annual GDP growth rate down to 0.5% from 1%. GDP was flat going back to Q1. So, it really is just on the edges of recession there as far as Europe's concerned. But like everywhere else, on Tuesday, you'll see the tightness running through the labour market. And everywhere around the world, we've had jobs running into the services sector. And basically, it's keeping a lot of pressure in labour markets. The unemployment rate in Europe going back to the month of May was 6.5%, the lowest in 25 years. It's probably going to hold around that level. Later in the week, we've got the Bank of England now, so that'll be at their monetary policy meeting on Thursday. They're likely to hike 25 basis points, already at 5% on their base rate. That will take it up to 5.25%. They, of all economies, have got rather more inflation than most. Although it's come down a bit, it's still close to 8% year on year in terms of the inflation rate. So all told, we've got financial markets around the world getting a little bit excited about potentials for soft landings, and that the inflation fight is getting to a point where central banks don't have to do too much tightening. There's a possibility that could be true, but there's also, on the way in which labour markets are moving, that may not be correct. And so when you get some reminders that that's not correct, you get some corrections from that. But we have financial markets getting quite excited about soft landings, and that's reflected into the pricing of risk assets. It's also sort of helping to contain these peaks for the time being in bond yields. But the story may not be over yet.